There is a corridor of traffic doom where I live in the DC area. It's 50 miles along I-95 in Virginia. Avoid when you can. Well, you may have heard about Monday night and Tuesday. A winter storm caused crashes and a continuous backup on that stretch and stranded some drivers for 24 hours. Well, I-95 is back open now, and let's talk about this with Seth Kaplan. He's our transportation analyst at Here and Now. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
So let's talk about this. First, there was bad weather. Rain turned to snow. At least 10 inches fell near Fredericksburg, Virginia. But how did this winter weather lead to such a disaster?
Well, whenever things go really wrong, it's usually a confluence, right, of several different factors. And as you know, but for those who don't, Fredericksburg, about halfway between D.C. and Richmond. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it seems that, yeah, you had a significant snowstorm. And then you also had roads that weren't pre-treated with salt, the materials that they usually put down so that things aren't so bad. And the reason for that, according to Virginia Department of Transportation officials speaking to local media there, is that, as you said, the rain turned to snow, and so they couldn't lay the salt during the rain that they would normally want to lead. And so one thing led to another, and before you knew it, you had tractor trailers that couldn't move and cars that couldn't get around them and people stuck all that time.
Have you ever heard of a 24-hour nightmare like this on this little stretch of freeway?
I have, and folks listening in Atlanta are probably jumping up right now and saying, wait, Scott and Seth, I could tell you about one of those. Back in 2014, they had something similar there. In that case, it wasn't very much snow. It was less than 2 inches of snow, but folks stuck on key interstates in the Atlanta metro area for also more than a day.
Well, as you know, Tim Kaine, senator from Virginia, was one of those stuck on this stretch of Interstate 95. It took him 26¾ hours to get from Richmond to D.C. Right? Normally, that's 2 hours or less. And he talked on All Things Considered yesterday.
This corridor is going to be a corridor that's getting significant investment through the infrastructure bill. And it needs to. I-95 is like the, you know, kind of the spine that runs up the east coast of the United States.
So, Seth, yeah, one issue is infrastructure. But what else could have gone wrong here? I mean, organizational failure, lack of imagination, COVID?
Well, one of my first thoughts, Scott, is that there's a nationwide issue with snowplow drivers. Like so much else, there's a shortage of them, shortage of labor. A lot of states have been fighting that leading into the winter. But Virginia's Department of Transportation again said that they were actually reasonably well-staffed going into the winter. So that doesn't seem to be at least a proximate cause here of what went on. In terms of infrastructure, I mean, a big issue, as you know well, as Senator Kaine certainly knows, is that there aren't great alternatives to I-95 in that corridor. Amtrak runs between Washington and Richmond. And actually, prior to the new infrastructure bill, the state was already working on a new bridge in the D.C. area that would allow Amtrak to increase its capacity and hopefully at least divert some of the demand off of I-95 and onto the rails.
Yeah, well, Seth Kaplan is Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, Scott.